are listening to the Totally Wired Show with Matt Plum on CAMFM 97.2.
Good morning if you're listening online around the world or on 97.2 FM. This is the Totally Wired Show. This is your banger. It's Shed 7's Bully Boy, and I'm going to be on the phone with lead singer Rick Witter just after this. Until then, though, you're listening to CAMFM! There we go, you just heard Shed 7's Bully Boy. That was your banger for this morning. That was voted for by you as the favourite track out of four tracks that we spoke, that we chose, basically. There was that, there was She Left Me on Friday, Disco Down. It could have been one of any four, but I can now say it's an absolute pleasure and a privilege to welcome onto the line Rick Witter from Shed 7. How are you doing, Rick? Good morning.
Hello, mate. I'm all right. Thank you. How are you?
Yeah, not too bad. Thank you so much for coming on and speaking to us. For me, it's kind of like it's a little bit of a boyhood dream almost come to fruition to speak to you. Anyway,
that's brilliant.
we just played Bully Boy by Shed 7. That was the track that was voted for by the people that listened in and the people of the Shed 7 fan club on Facebook as well. If there was a track.
Right.
If there was a track that you could have chosen as a banger for this morning, what would it have been?
What, by ourselves? By our good selves?
Probably,
there's a particularly new song called Groom in My House that could have been played.
It would have been the
perfect time to play it, surely.
Well, you know, we've got to ramp things up, you know, we've got to give it a little bit of a little bit of a hype beforehand. How good is it to be kind of doing all this again? Is it 14 years after the last song was released?
Yes, that's right. Yeah, which is obviously an awful long time ago, isn't it? It's really exciting. I mean, it's been a long time coming for us, and there's been an awful lot of discussing whether or not we should, and then an awful lot of time actually doing it. You know, I mean, we've now, it's coming up 10 years since we reformed, basically. We had like 4 years off. So there's only 2 or 3 years left, and then we've actually been reformed longer than we were ever a band in the 90s, which is quite weird.
Well,
you know, and obviously in that time, we've just every other year done a kind of big Christmas tour, and quite rightly, people who like Shed 7 are saying, are you ever going to write anything new? And, you know, for a long time, we were just so busy doing other things in between doing these tours that it wouldn't have been right. You know, the last thing I would have wanted to have done is written songs without giving it 100%. You're just doing it for the sake of doing it then, you know, just for a few people who really want to hear something new. It had to be done to the best of our capabilities, because we didn't want to kind of take a wee on our back catalogue, you know what I mean? We've got a lot of strong songs, and people love those songs from the 90s, and that's becoming more and more apparent. It's weird. We're almost in 2018, and, you know, you can play on standby, and just everybody's just singing it back to you, you know, and that was from 1996, you know.
It still sounds crazy. A lot of those songs still sound as fresh as the day that they released.
Well, which is weird, isn't it? Because at the time, we were just caught up in this phenomenon, this frenzy of activity that was titled Britpop. You know, I mean, we were British and we had an element of pop about us. That's as far as the link for me goes. But yeah, at the time, you're just doing it, you know, and it's only with the presence of time and the lapse of time that it's quite satisfying to know that we created a good body of music. Well, and that's why if we were going to do anything new, we wouldn't want to, you know, we wouldn't want to ruin our history.
Absolutely, I can appreciate that. And the new single, which we will play in a little while, is absolutely fantastic.
Thank you.
I just want to go back a little bit because kind of talking from my perspective, I cottoned on as a young lad at the age of 13 back in 99. I saw Shed 7 at a Radio 1 roadshow. I saw you at two Radio 1 roadshows in Weymouth and in Yarmouth. And
right.
I think a water fight with Atomic Kitten ensued on stage. But I know. But
yeah, nothing can be said about that.
No. Well, I don't want to get into any legalities later on. But so I kind of fell in love with the band then, and ever since you've kind of been a bit of a staple through my life. I've caught you at a couple of V festivals and the Shedsemba as well, the tours that you do every other year. We always me and a load of friends go down to Norwich, which we will be doing this year as well.
Good man. And we should really come a bit more your way though, really, shouldn't we? We don't really go down that part of the world as much as we perhaps should do, and the same with like Devon and stuff. I don't really know why that stopped. Well, so, we used to do it way back in the day.
So Cambridge isn't too far. It's not too bad. It's like a train journey away, really. So it's easily.
I have to travel from York to come and play in Cambridge. I've got to get on a bus.
That's true. So Shedsemba is as you call it, the month where you go on tour for the whole month. You've actually extended it. Is it? Would it be right in saying that it's Shedvember as well?
Yes, we're doing Shedvember now as well, yeah, because this particular time that we're going on tour, it just more and more dates have just been added, and that's still to happen. I think we're adding a couple of more warm-up gigs now, which is going to be announced on our website at some point, so I shouldn't really be saying this. it just seems to get bigger and bigger, but I don't really know what's going to happen next. It's a bit of a weird time now because, as I say, for the last 10 years, we've done a big Christmas tour every other year, which is quite a canny thing, really. I think if we did it every year, people may be thinking, oh, well, I won't go this year because we'll do it again next year.
Oh, I don't know.
Doing it every other year has kind of worked in our favour a little bit.
Yeah, yeah.
But then, you know, we're an ongoing concern now. We've got a new album coming out, so we are actually a working full 24 hours a day band, you know. So I don't know whether we can't really just do that. We can't just do a tour every other year anymore. So things are going to change, and hopefully for the better. And if not, so be it.
I should imagine the more chance to see you around.
That's all right, mate. Yeah, go on.
I was going to say, the more chance that we have to see you out and about on the road, surely the better, really.
Well, you say that now. Can I talk to you again in a year when you're totally bored of me?
No, not at all. I'm just actually reading through your through the PR that was given out to me. 50,000 tickets have been sold, apparently. Did you know that?
Yes, I did.
That is quite impressive.
I mean, the tour's been on sale for quite a long time now, but that's another kind of canny thing we do, you know. I mean, obviously, it's funny because I'll do interviews like this, you know, way in advance of the tour, and like what you've just said to me, you've already got tickets to come and see us in Norwich.
I bought them in January, I think.
Well, there you go. And an awful lot of people tell me that through the year, and by the time the actual tour's happening, I think the excitement levels are that high because people have had tickets for that long. You know, it turns the tour into one massive party. The only problem is I'm mid-40s now. I don't know how much more I can do with this.
Well, that was one of the questions that I was going to ask. Will Alan be jumping over the drums at the end of the gig this year, or is he getting on a little bit
now? I think he'll always attempt it. The longer it goes on, I notice the more that he lands on his bum rather than his feet. But that is just as entertaining as if he landed on his feet.
Absolutely. I think I'd quite like to see that.
Well, if we continue as long as, say, for example, the Rolling Stones, they're still doing it and they're almost 80. You know, I'm sure if we were in that position, he'd still try, but he'd probably just have to climb over his bass drum rather than flip over it. But that would be just as entertaining.
Yeah, well, I look forward to it. Hopefully he'll succeed.
Some type of stair lift for when he's in a chair, and then he can just be chair lift over his bass drum. That'd be quite cool, wouldn't it?
Just looking through the dates, so you've got so many sold out dates. Just looking, you've got two nights at Manchester Academy sold out, Leeds, Hull, London, Birmingham, Bristol, Bournemouth, Norwich, Sheffield, Nottingham, Cardiff, all sold out. I think the only dates you've got available now is Inverness, Dublin, Leicester, Glasgow, Blackburn and Stoke, I think.
I think both Glasgow's have gone now. Yeah, I think we added some extra ones like the Leicester and an extra Sheffield, These were all added a few months ago. So yeah, there's a couple of tickets left if people are interested in there quick.
Make sure you go out and get your tickets, because I've seen your band a fair few times over the years, and I've never seen a bad performance from you guys. You always seem really on it, and
I think it's really important that, you know, I mean, it's funny because sometimes we'll come off stage and one of us will be going, oh, that wasn't very good, was it? And then somebody else in the band will go, what are you on about? It's brilliant. But it's important to put on a good show. You know, people are spending money, and there's an awful lot of things these days to spend your money on. So if people are going to spend money on us, then I just don't understand the mentality of bands going on the stage and just looking down at the floor and looking like they can't be asked if they're there or not. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You've just got to put on a bit of a show.
It is a proper show. It's a proper party atmosphere, especially because it's getting close to Christmas as well. So it feels
even
more. You've been together as a band a long time now. To say that you shouldn't sound tight as a band and live on stage, it kind of should really go without saying, shouldn't it?
Well, it should, but then you can get complacent and you can get lazy. You know, you can think, all right, well, yeah, we're all right, so people should just accept what we do. But that's not good enough. You know, you've just got to give it all you can. You know, and we're in the situation now where we've kind of been through that stopping and not particularly falling out, but stopping and not being as relevant anymore. And now we've got this second bite of the cherry. So, you know, we'd be daft not to use it well, which is important going back to writing new music again. It's important that we did that in the best possible way we could. And I think we have. You've obviously heard the first single, haven't you? But there's another 11 songs on this album.
They're all big
tunes. So I think we've done what bands used to do, and we've written a really, really good album to the point where the track listing was important. We wanted to make sure that they all flowed well throughout the whole album. We haven't just written four really good songs and then eight average songs. We've just written 12 really good songs. So it's very exciting. I'm looking forward to people hearing it.
Absolutely. The new album, Instant Pleasures, it's called. So it should be 11 songs of instant pleasure. Is that what we're going for?
Well, it's 12 on 12, there.
12, sorry,
yeah,
12.
Yeah, exactly that. I think in the most basic explanation for that is you will be instantly pleasured as soon as you put it on. But then, you know, in other ways, it's a little bit of a nod to society and the times, you know. I mean,
I see what you mean.
All you have to do is click a button and you're instantly pleasured. If you want something, just press something and then you've got it instantly. You know, you're instantly pleasured. So, you know, there's that kind of meaning. But then also, we went to Spain to record it, and we spent 3 weeks up a mountain in Spain recording the album. And we had this idea of taking a Polaroid camera with us and kind of documenting it. And then we thought, well, hold on, if we're going to take those Polaroid pictures, what will we do with them? Which is when we decided to release a limited edition box set.
Yes,
and each one will have an original Polaroid picture in it that the band took in Spain. So you'll get your own little bit of history there.
Yeah, absolutely. Because the album is released on November the 10th. You can pre-order it all now. You can. There's so many different formats. I bought it quite early, so I've got a coloured vinyl coming with your signature on, apparently, which I cannot wait for.
Right. Okay. I've yet to sign it, but I will definitely sign it for you.
Thank you very much. But it's on multiple platforms: CD, cassettes, vinyl, and then, as you say, you've got this little box set of 7 7-inches and the Polaroids all time with that. So is it right that you took 777 Polaroids?
Yeah, all the sevens.
All the sevens. You know,
yeah, but each Polaroid will be different. I mean, it might have a picture of my ugly mug on it, or it might have a picture of the drums, or it might have a picture of the lovely landscape that we were looking at every day for 3 weeks. But one of the band took that picture, you know, so
it's a nice,
we'll
memento.
We'll probably number them as well. Well, it is, and we'll probably number those, and we'll sign those as well. Obviously, all of the stuff is still being produced, because the album was kind of finished a few weeks ago, so it's all being produced as we speak. So we have to go somewhere at some point before November the 10th and sign about 10,000 items. So it's going to take a few days.
Be a fun old day, fun old day.
Well, I'd rather that than not have to sign any.
Well, you know, absolutely.
People have bought it, you know, it's really nice.
Absolutely. So the new single, Room in My House, first in 14 years. It is an absolute cracker. It really is. It's.
Well, thank you.
I heard it on Chris Moore's show a couple of days ago, and heard, heard your interview there. And I think he put it perfectly when he said it was great to play it and have you in the studio and know that the song is not rubbish. If you know what I mean, this is a genuinely great track.
Yeah, I emailed it to him a couple of months ago, and it took him a while to respond, and I'm thinking, oh, he obviously didn't like it. But I think he'd gone on holiday, but he was explaining to me that he was really nervous. You know, he didn't want to press play because he didn't want to not like it, you know. But then, happily, he liked it, and it is a good piece of work. This is the whole point. We didn't want to just come back with anything. It had to be good, you know, and obviously the book stops at us liking it first as a band. If we're in a room writing something and looking at each other going, this is exciting, then we know we're onto something good, you know. And if nobody else likes it, so be it. But sometimes it's undeniable, you know, and this is why I'm really excited about the album, because this is just a little piece of the album that people have heard now. But
we wanted
to come back with something big, you know, and I think it is. It's kind of... it's welcoming people back in a way. You know, it's been an awful long time, and there's room in our house for you to come back and enjoy it with us. You know, that's what it's all about, really.
Because it's got such a hook to it. I can see it easily turning into like a crowd favourite.
Let's hope so. I mean, I do have visions of people pointing at each other, singing "You Are the Type to Slow Down at a Car Crash," because lots of people do that, don't they? So,
yeah. Right. I say I'll let you get on with your Sunday. Thank you so much, Rick, for coming on the phone and speaking with us. You've fulfilled one of my my goals in life, I suppose.
I'm glad I could do that on a Sunday morning.
All I can say is make sure
we both have a cigarette now.
The new album's out November the 10th. The single is already out. You can go and buy it on iTunes. You can go stream it. All the rest. All I've got to say now is thank you, Rick. And here we go. This is the full-length version of Room in My House. So thank you.
Good man, thank you.
Cheers.
All right, no worries. Cheers, mate. See you.